There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I've clicked on the news tab, John Reagan. Where would you like to go?
Well, you know, I was thinking there's an Expo story I haven't had a chance to share with you yet.
Okay.
Across the aisle from me, there was a young woman set up with doing chair massages like all day long, both days. I tell you, I'd really hate to do arm wrestling with her. it's like nonstop. And she was so pleasant, you know, the whole day. So I go over and chat with her because I have a compressed disc, and I was hopeful to be able to start getting some spinal decompression done soon. That's what's helped my back in the past. I haven't been able to get a treatment in about 5 years now. And she told me about this device, and she brought it in on Sunday, that is something that you can do spinal decompression at home. So I took the information and came back here, and I finally had a chance to go look it up on the internet. And it's funny what a small world it is. Get down to the bottom of the page, and I see there's an endorsement by C. Norman Shealy.
Yeah.
So, you know, and like Dr. Shealy will say, nothing works for everybody. But I tell you one thing, the fact that he endorses this product tells me I'm not just buying a piece of junk that I hope works.
Mm-hmm. You know, Norm Shealy lives a very simple life. He really does. But he's a great experimenter. And if you go into his, I'm trying to think what you call it, clinic, if you will. He has a chapel that would hold, I don't know, 300 or 400 people, maybe 500 people. And he has examination rooms, and he has his experimentation rooms, and he has triangles, and he has electrical devices. And he really wants to see it for himself. He's like he's from Missouri, even though he's from Wisconsin. He wants to prove it. He wants to see the results, and he wants to make sure he understands how it works. And that's Norm Shealy. He's a brilliant, brilliant medical doctor, PhD. I think he's written, 32 books now. 31 for sure, probably 32. So he's known in lots of places. He really is. And he gives presentations and seminars and talks all over the world. So that's Dr. Norman Shealy. And we are so fortunate to have him with us. He'll be with us tomorrow for 2 hours. So if you have any medical questions, make sure you give us a call, and he'll answer them. By the way, have you ever seen him on the air when he's in Springfield?
No, I haven't.
Let me tell you how that works. He will sit down in the studio. He and I broadcasted from the same studio when he first got started in radio. And the lights are off in the studio. And then like a minute before he goes on the air, turns the lights on. And during the time before that, he's been meditating. He's been meditating very quietly all by himself in the studio, lights off, and lights go on. 1 minute later, he's on the air, and he has a legal pad. And his legal pad has 31 numbers, you know, 1 through 31 on each line. And then just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, last number is 31. And then he puts hash marks on this for each line. So number 1 would be the first day of the month. Number 5 would be the fifth day of the month. He puts a hash mark for each call he takes. And he takes like 25 calls in an hour. It's almost a record. And he starts out and he says, I'm on the air. I'm Dr. Norman Shealy, and you can be too. Sarah, what's your question? It's like that. The calls are stacked in line waiting for him the second he goes on the air. And that's radio with Dr. Norman Shealy in Springfield, Missouri. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And the reason I take Bliss is he saw that I was on the air after him. So he was on from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Thursdays. And I was on Monday through Friday, right after his show, from 3 to 4. And he saw that when I first started broadcasting, my knees were knocking and I was, you know, anxious, if you will. And so he gave me some Bliss and he said, here, put this on, and the rest is history. So that's Norm Shealy.
Well, we'll see how well your Bliss is still working. Up next on SciTech, we've got a link called Always On. And yeah. Last week we talked about these low-powered chips that could run for a long time on a single battery charge or even use body heat to power themselves. Well, this is one of those new low-powered chips, probably not quite as efficient as what we talked about, that it's designed for mobile devices and it always listens. And this chip is set to come out mid this year, which means just a couple of months from now. And it says that the manufacturer of this, which Audience, doesn't provide the function it enables. That's up to the OEMs, the equipment manufacturers, to do that. And if you look at the article, you don't really get a sense for the size of the chip. I did some search on their site, and they've got an image that shows the lower corner of a smartphone, and you know how they've got those buttons that are probably about 3/4 of an inch long that you would press for the home screen at the bottom. Mm-hmm. It looks like you could fit at least 5 of these chips on that button. That's mm-hmm. how small they are. Mm-hmm. So,
well, John, you know, if you think about it, when we use a microphone, it's traditionally a microphone in a housing. So the housing is not the microphone. The microphone's within the housing. And then there's a cable or cord that carries the electrical signal to, let's say, a preamplifier. So the microphone traditionally is not part of the electronics. Okay, it's separate and on a cord, distant from the electronics. What you're talking about is taking a microphone and putting it right there with the electronics. Right there. So there's no cord. And if you look at, you know, most cell phones of many years ago, a few years ago, you know, there was a little wire or two wires that would connect the microphone itself to the circuit board, or it would be a surface-mounted device where the microphone was mounted on the circuit board. Now we're talking about connecting the two, right?
As one. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so what you now have is you have better fidelity, less possibility or lower possibility of distortion. So clarity, fidelity, efficiency, less loss in the cabling system. And now we've got the ability to really monitor better. So this is good technology for that's going to be used for a bad purpose. As most technology.
And while the discussion is putting this into mobile devices, it doesn't take that much of a jump to think Internet of Things, where practically any device could have this chip in it.
Right. Right. And that, to me, to me, that is absolutely frightening. And, you know, some people will say, well, you know, cell phones, I'm not, they can listen to me. I'm not saying anything that, you know, I care about. What happens? What happens if you have that cell phone in the kitchen and your 13-year-old child comes in and has an argument with her male friend from school? And she says, I hate him. I hate him. I wish he would die. And that's been recorded. Saved forever. Could that ever be used against a person? Obviously, it can. And I was at a restaurant. I don't go out to eat very much. But I was at a restaurant, and I was looking around. Came back from a long trip with our son the day we bought the rototiller. And so we grabbed a bite to eat, and I looked around. Almost every single table, there was a cell phone on the table. And at most of those tables, there was someone looking down at the cell phone or holding the cell phone in his or her hand. So people are going out to eat, and they've got the cell phones in their hands on the table in almost, I would say, at least 60% of the tables at this restaurant. People had their cell phones, and they were concerned about messages, texting, while they were eating. How did we get to this point? How did we get to the point where we're not paying attention to the people who are with us at the table? We're paying more attention to those who are not there.
Well, sometimes they're texting people at the table.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's that picture of that convertible car with the aerial shot down on a convertible car with four young people in it and everybody except the driver's on a cell phone. Yeah. John Reagan, we have Blue from Tennessee. Welcome, Blue.
Hi, gentlemen. My son is graduating from high school, okay? And so we did not realize that there was extra grant, that they had created a grant in the state of Tennessee for post-secondary education. And it has to be at either a technical college or a community college. But they will pay for school for the children in the state of Tennessee. And we are wrapping our brains on what would be the best choice for him to go into, knowing that we know what we know.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Blue, hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. We'll be back out of the commercial break in just a couple minutes, and let's talk about that. So I'm going to put you on hold and stay with us, okay? How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours. yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Blue from Tennessee is with us. And Blue, your question was, you have a son who wants to know what he should study, knowing the things that we know about our future and the direction the country is headed. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. John Reagan, would you like to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll throw out a couple.
Okay.
One that's probably more obvious is study along the lines of agriculture and animal husbandry, because there will be some useful skills taught in there, although you may have to adjust them for being able to do things without a working supply chain. But another one that might not be so obvious would be chemistry. Right now, we have products that we buy every day, whether it's, you know, industrial chemistry or food chemistry. Those things go away, and we have to learn how to do those things on our own. So having a good chemical background could be useful too. Vincent?
Well, how do I follow that? The only thing I can say that is what John Reagan just said, Captain John Reagan, is that is exactly the advice that I've given our son, who is in college today. He's in his third year, and this particular university has a student work program where the students work under 20 hours per week, and they study, and it is absolutely grueling. They have probably the highest failure rate of students in the country. I mean, the students just can't take it. It is literally grueling, and there are a lot of rules. And what he is studying is exactly what John Reagan just said. He is studying animal husbandry, agriculture, and he's pursuing chemistry and physics, and for precisely the same reasons. You need to know how chemicals are made. You need to know how to make your own fertilizer. You need to know how, for business going forward, you need to know chemistry. And you need to know business. You need to know a little bit about economics. I think that everyone should study economics. You need to know some math. You need to know history as well. Because if you don't know history, you won't know the future. Because most things just keep repeating themselves over and over again. So in his endeavors, he is studying chemistry, agriculture, animal husbandry, physics, psychology. He's taking Spanish, so he'll be able to speak the language of the United States going forward. And he's also in this work program, if you will, where the students actually do something to maintain the university. But he's in new construction, so he's building buildings, dormitories, and it's hard work. He's working with concrete. He's pouring concrete. He's tying rebar. He's plumbing. He's tiling, ceramic tile. He's on the roof. He's using heavy equipment. He's using these lifts that will put a person, 40 feet in the air, those kinds of things. That's what he's doing. So, Blue, to answer your question, I think he needs to...
Can I give you my line of thought?
Sure.
And you just kind of direct me. The agriculture, we have that. In fact, my father is actually working on developing a new way to grow. That is something that is a long term, and we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the chemistry, he wants to be a chemical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at it from a practical, tactical sense. Right now, let me get you a hands-on position, get you the skill set that you need, that you can make the money to go back to school so you won't be in debt. And right now, you have this God-given gift of they will pay for your school. So what I'm looking at right now is machine tool technology. And the reason I've looked into this is because they teach CAD. If you can learn CAD, you can work with 3D printers. And to me, that is the Star Trek replicator.
Blue, we'll come back and we'll address your questions, John, and your thoughts. You're talking about taking the high-tech approach. And John and I, we're talking about the low-tech approach. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Blue from Tennessee called in, and she had a question. Her son is of college age, and she's asking what our thoughts are for his career path. And John Reagan and I both independently came up with the same thoughts: agriculture, chemistry, animal husbandry, and that's because we're thinking about what could happen in the future, and grid down situation, supply chain situation, businesses failing, those kinds of things. John Reagan, your thoughts?
Well, I look at one side. I have an undergraduate degree in computer science, an MBA in information systems, and a Master of Science in Finance. And those degrees are entirely worthless for me getting an income, and they don't mean very much in the world that we're getting ready to see. So that's kind of cautionary there. However, in her analysis, yes, this 3D printing is going to be a game changer in the world. A lot of manufacturing, especially of small parts, are going to be moved closer to where they're needed rather than centrally produced and transported. Larger parts are going to be more problematic because you need big printers and special materials. But going forward, part of it depends on what you believe the future is going to hold and how quickly things are going to change. And what I'm seeing financially is, you know, a pretty big change in a short amount of time, and especially if that leads to war, which is pretty common in the lessons of history. I'm not sure that he'd be able to use those skills, and the skills of, you know, if you already got skills in raising food, then learning agriculture and animal husbandry might not be as big a deal. But if you don't have those skills, to me, eating's a whole lot more important than printing.
Absolutely right. And I think that as I see companies go out of business at a record rate, and all kinds of companies. I mean, there's a company in Springfield, Missouri that used to make transformers, General Electric. They sold to a company named Regal. Regal's going out of business, you know. So if you're in the electrical engineering arena, and if you worked at General Electric, well, they didn't need you anymore, and Regal certainly doesn't need you anymore because, you know, they're shutting down. So I'm going for the opposite direction. I'm going from high-tech, where I was, into low-tech. John in Texas, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. John in Texas, you're on the air. John in Texas, are you there?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you're on the air with John Reagan and me. Welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Here's something that I wanted to throw out for Blue and you gentlemen. In my misspent youth, and I've been to regular university, trade school, junior college, you know, made the rounds, if you will. One of the best educations I got was in commercial diving school. And I became a commercial diver. I went in when I was 18. I went to Florida Institute of Technology in Jensen Beach, Florida. We were trained in diesel engines, electrical, photography, welding, first aid up to EMT, knot tying, I mean, carpentry, all types of practical, hands-on skills, okay, that any one of those becoming a marine diesel repairman, becoming a welder, becoming a rigger, are all viable trades. Now, what I did was once I got hired out after my first year, and I went to work in the North Sea as a commercial diver. I even picked up more skills. I made enough money to pay for college, flat out. No loans, no anything. And I took a degree in economics. And I'll be honest with you, gentlemen, I have made more money based on my commercial diving skills and training than I have with a degree in economics. Because I've been able to fall into jobs and do different jobs, you know, as needed in during down times in my life. Also, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, John, what you're saying is that your hands-on skills, your ability to work with your hands and your mind, rather than work with a keyboard and financial manipulations, has proven better for you. And John Reagan and I are saying the same thing. And we didn't say diving, but that sounds like a wonderful way to go, because you have to know so many things. You have to know a little bit about biology. You have to know a little bit about chemistry. You have to know a little bit about physics. Okay, and you have to be healthy. So you can't let your body fall apart and do that. So I think you and John Reagan and I are all on the same page where we're going away from high technology, away from the electrons, moving through CPUs and processors and memory and, those integrated circuits. We're moving away from that in our thoughts because we think that the power grid may go down. And if that's the case, we've got to go, away from that high technology. So are you saying the same thing, John, in Texas?
Pretty much. But let me add this to it. One of the growing, you talk about food. Well, aquaculture, one of the diving schools I went to for advanced diving training was in Fort William, Scotland. And then in the loch right now, they have salmon farms. And they raise salmon. And the water is just pristine. And it's one of the reasons why they do it there. And believe it or not, it was actually owned by Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull, to Rock and Rollers, actually owned a bit of this. It's quite interesting. But anyway, they hired divers out there from the school. They learned about aquaculture and things like this. So that's another area. Plus, also, you talked about war coming. Well, if you have a lot of experience in fixing engines and doing things, you can stay in the rear and with the gear as opposed to being your tush in the bush. If you so desire, what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and also if you know how engines work, and if you know diesel mechanics and gasoline mechanics and reciprocating motion engines, you can pick up the pieces in the rear, if you will, the leftover or the non-functioning equipment, and make use of it later.
Sure.
Things that others have discarded because they can't fix it. And John, in Texas, if you look at young people today,
if you
say to them, how often do you change the oil in your car? I think they're going to say Jiffy Lube, or the Chinese factory outlet, or one of those fast, or if they remember, right? Or if they know they're supposed to change the oil or check the oil. They don't know how to do those things that those of us who are 50 and 60 years and older know how to do, because we used to experiment and we used to learn about mechanics, but we've gotten away from that. So if you take that iPhone away from people and there's not an app for that, they're going to have a lot of trouble doing it. So I think that John Reagan and you and I are all saying the same thing. John Reagan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I wasn't really aware of that. I'm glad you called in and enlightened us.
Yeah. Well, not many people think about that direction. My commercial diving career, what I learned, plus some of the side benefits, was I traveled the world. I've been to Africa, I've been to India, I've been to Europe, Gulf of Mexico, the Great Lakes. I've traveled around, learned how to handle yourself. I've been in some of the roughest seaports in the world. One of the other things, too, was even when I was going to dive school, I used to make $1,800 a week, roughly, cleaning boat holes and doing minor repairs on all the big yachts coming down the inland waterway from up east, going down to Florida and Miami, in the Bahamas, for their winter vacations. And I met the heads of major corporations and business and stuff like that, and handed a lot of business cards and you're a fine young man. If you ever need a job or want to look at something, please come see me. I mean, it can open up a whole world. It all depends on how open you want to be. But the big bottom line was I learned a little bit about a lot of different things that have kept me in good stead. You know? And it was all done in one coursework, you know, in the space of 8 half semesters. So, you know.
So here's what I hear you saying, John, in Texas, that by demonstrating, and although you didn't use these words, but by demonstrating honesty and integrity and hard work, being deliberate, working on these expensive yachts,
mm-hmm.
the owners, the captains of industry saw you and thought, what a good guy. I'd kind of like to have someone like that on my team. And they welcomed you, should you desire to do that. So you networked. Now, John, would you give our engineer your phone number? I'd like to call you after the broadcast, and I'd like to talk to you about being on the air as an instructor at USAPrepares.com. Would you consider doing that?
Sure, yeah. Thank you. Wow.
Okay. Trevor will take your...
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This can be slightly.
What are today's hot?
Why
are you? When you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I just I got an email from one of our class. I'm going to withhold his name. But he says that there's a rumor that Fort Leonard Wood, 50 miles north of Lebanon, Missouri, is getting ready to close. If that's the case, about 50,000 paychecks will be affected. And he also suggested that I put a picture of the big black truck, you know, the one, the fire engine that's black, looks like a SWAT truck that that's owned by the city of Lebanon, the one that came with lights and sirens and horns to the Get Prepared Expo, scared people. That I put that on the website, and I will do that. That'll probably be up tomorrow, so you get a chance to see what we're talking about. You know, we said that the fire department was there. Yeah, they were. And the police department was at the expo, and they did their best to disrupt us. And I believe all of it was at the orders of the city manager. That's my belief. And we're gonna talk about that in the next couple of weeks as we learn more and more. But we're not the only one interested. The community of the city of Lebanon and surrounding area is very interested. There are a lot of mistruths being spoken about us, that we're not a very good organization, that we're not prepared. It's all lies. It's all lies, and it's coming from the government. They're saying that we don't manage very well. We're unprepared. We're hard to work with. Absolutely not true. Because if you ask people who work with us, they'll say that we're among the best, if not the best, to work with, because we are prepared. And we want to make the efforts of those who work for the city as easy as possible. We want to work with them and help them so they don't have to do hard work, and we can do it easily. That's what we do. And we are being touted as the exact opposite. And I resent it. Captain John Reagan, you know, so we were just talking about what do we do going forward? How do we advise our children in school? What do we tell them that they should consider? Because they look up to us. They look up to their parents. They look up to, those of us who are older for guidance. And in our case, I advised our son to learn things that are lower in technology rather than higher in technology. The higher in technology you go, the farther away you are getting from life and we the people. And as I see things spiraling down, and it's clear to me that they are, I want to be closer towards survival rather than farther away from it. Your thoughts?
And I didn't post it, but I read an article recently that was actually from here in Dallas where the school is getting support from the neighbors about, you know, raising a garden. And if you can get a school to participate, and there's a lot of these happening around the country where the students, you know, plant a garden, they tend it, and, you know, that they get the learning from that, and then they also get the reward of eating what they've, you know, put their time into. Those types of skills would be so helpful. And, you know, I guess all I can say is, you know, Google it and see if there's a program that your school would be interested in getting into.
Our son wanted to try the public training camp for high school. And, you know, we worked with one of the teachers, and one of the teachers wanted to teach auto mechanics after school. And there were a few students who were interested in that. And what they did was they bought a race car. They bought an old, like, Japanese car. And they modified the suspension. They did some really, really clever modifications to this car. And the teacher raced it, and the students worked on it. They rebuilt the transmission, worked on the engine, worked on the suspension. Way out of the box thinking. Those are the kinds of teachers that we need to encourage young people to learn and grow. And they're rare. They really are rare. So as far as I'm concerned, getting closer to life is where I'm going to advise our children. The opposite of high tech. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. I really enjoy being on the air with you. And you bring so much information. And above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
I tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.